what he said was quite alarming. He talked about, you know, a decision to push, in this case, a construction empire into receivership was a difficult decision, but it's a decision that couldn't be carried out without pain. Now, in this case, the pain has meant that the extension to Letterkenny Hospital, that is crucial, has been delayed, and also, importantly, subcontractors haven't been paid the money that they were owed for work done. So we have a double scandal here, and it's been caused by a disorderly breakup of the McNamara Empire caused by an arm of state.
Who do these questions have to be answered by?
Well, I think it goes right to government now. Department of Finance, Department of the Taoiseach, appointed NAMA, gave them their role. They clearly did not stipulate that if the breakup of a company as a result of NAMA, you know, if it was to have a considerable impact on, you know, on a crucial public project such as an extension of a hospital, which, as we speak, is causing the cancellation of clinics and the blockages in the A&E ward and people on trolleys, serious questions of the, I have to say, the outgoing government about how they handled that, and particularly senior department officials. The more I look into this matter, the more questions that arise from it.